朗读这段经文。
May we read it together?
玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微。从今以后，万代要称我有福。那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣，他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。他叫有权柄的侍卫，叫卑贱的升高，叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。他扶持了他的仆人以色列，为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，施怜悯直到永远，正如从前对我们列祖所说的话。”今天我们这位讲员曾就毕业于飞圣，毕业之后在青年福音社当传道，后与丈夫一起在菲律宾圣经教会服侍。现与丈夫一起在非圣英语部服侍，而今天更重要的身份是一位母亲。今天我们来听她与玛利亚同事为母亲的徐刘丽博士如何与玛利亚一同来称颂神。
Our speaker today is an alumna of BSOP. She was a pastor at Youth Gospel Center. After that, she served in Christian Bible Church of the Philippines with her dear husband. Now, she and her husband are serving here in BSOP in English department. She has a more important identity. She's a mother. Today, let us listen to the message from a mother, Dr. Juliet. The message is about a mother from Bible, Mary, how she praised God, the Son of Mary.
谢谢有请徐刘丽博士翻译，是林长老，题目是玛利亚的歌。
We welcome our speaker and our interpreter, Elder Lim. Thank you.
Many thanks to our MC for the kind introduction.
谢谢我们的主席给我的介绍。
It is a privilege for me and an honor to have my professor here to be my interpreter today.
今天也很感恩是我以前的老师做我的翻译。
Yeah, he is my hermeneutics, preaching, and John Acts professor.
他教我释经学，也教我这个讲道学，还有这个使徒行传。
So I hope I will be able to meet his standard today and pass today.
希望我可以满足他的要求。
Today is our last chapel for the year 2016.
今天这是我们2016年最后一次的早会。
So I just want to share something about Christmas since Christmas is around the corner.
因为圣诞节就快到了，所以我跟大家分享一些跟圣诞相关的信息。
So I thought of sharing the Song of Mary.
所以这边我有想到，我们来分享玛利亚这边的歌颂。
And I thank the MC for reading the passage.
谢谢我们的主席已经帮我们读完这一首的诗歌。
However, just like you, to do a proper exegesis, I hope I will be able to do that.
就像我们在座每一位我希望我们也都能够来正义解经。
We have to understand the context and the setting of the passage.
我们应该了解这段经文它的上下文还有当时的处境。
So actually, my sharing will be from verses 1 to 55.
所以其实我要分享的是在这一章的第一节一直到这里的55节。
But no worries.
但是不要担心。
I will just do a summary.
我只是会把它概括起来。
And bring out the important points.
来带出那些重点。
Okay, so to start off.
所以开始的时候。
I want you to ponder what great things have God done in your life.
我们要思想一个问题，就是神在你生命当中为你成就了什么大事呢？
The song of Mary, in one sentence, will be a song of great things that God has done in her life.
玛利亚的诗歌，我们可以用句话来概括，也就是上帝在她身上行了大事。
So, aside from becoming saved and giving your life for full-time ministry, I believe God has done so many great things in your life.
我相信在做每个人的身上，神也在你身上成就很多的大事，除了，当然也包括我们的拯救跟呼召。
Last week, when we had our prayer meeting, I remember Elim leading.
我们上一周的这个祷告会的时候，
she asked us to share about our spiritual life or our devotional life.
在那边让我们来分享我们每个人自己的灵修生活。
And she observed that many of us were talking to our seatmate quite enthusiastically.
他发现我们每个人也都非常兴奋地跟我们旁边的人在分享。
And so it seems like we have so many stories to tell.
换句话说，也就是我们每个人都有很多奇妙的故事可以分享。
Because all of us, we have encountered God.
我们可以说我们每个人都曾经跟神面对面。
And we have seen the great things He had done in our lives.
我们也经验神所在我们身上所做的大事。
So, to look into Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 55, I want to share six pairs.
所以当我们看这段路加福音第一章第一节到五十五节的时候，我要介绍在这边呢有所谓六对的双一对一对的东西。
So these are the six twos in Luke chapter 1.
所以这是在路加福音第一章里面有六对的概念。
So patterns, right, Chinxin? Okay, so the first one is two volumes, not just one.
第一呢，也就是我们知道路加他不是单单写一卷书，而是两卷书。
And most of all, in Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, Luke says that he had made his own research, a careful investigation of the accounts concerning Jesus Christ and his followers.
所以在路加福音前面这四节，他也这样说过，就是他经过很详细的考察这个整理呢，把这个关于耶稣基督的事情很有次序的写下来。
So in other words, what Luke has written is not some fiction or some fairy tale.
换句话说，路加所记载的事情不是虚构的，不是神话。
And so the Christmas story is not just one of the legends or myths.
所以我们说圣诞的故事并不是一个神话。
But it's the word of the Lord.
而是神的话。
And that is trustworthy.
是可信的。
That God's word is trustworthy.
神的话是可靠可信的。
And God is trustworthy.
神本身也是可信可靠的。
So that's the first pair.
这是我们所看到的第一对的概念。
The second pair, or the second two, is the two birth announcements.
第二对呢，也就是在这个路加福音有两个婴孩出生的预告。
Well, God sent the angel Gabriel.
所以这个加百列这个天使呢，是神所差遣的。
To pronounce these two birth announcements.
向两个不同的这个家长呢来宣告他们的孩子的降生。
One to Zechariah.
一个是对撒加利亚。
And one to Mary.
一个是对玛利亚。
And if we look at the announcements.
当我们看这一对的所谓降生的预告的时候。
It has many similarities.
有很多相同的部分。
First, Angel Gabriel told Zechariah and Mary not to be afraid.
同样的，他对这两个对象都说不要害怕。
Secondly, Gabriel told Zechariah that God has answered his prayer. In other words, God's favor rests on him.
所以对撒加利亚是说上帝已经听了你的祷告，对玛利亚是说神的恩典临到你的身上。
So both of them have found favor in God's eyes.
原则上我们可以说他们两个都同样在神的面前蒙恩。
of course, Zechariah did not conceive. It's Elizabeth.
当然呢，怀孕的是撒加利亚的妻子。
And then Mary also will conceive a son.
玛利亚也是怀孕。
And in both announcements, God gave the names for the babies.
并且在这两个宣告的当中，都有把这个孩子的名称告诉他们。
Zechariah's son will be called John.
对撒加利亚说，你的儿子要叫约翰。
And then the child that will be born by Mary will be called Jesus.
玛利亚所要生的要叫他耶稣。
And in the announcement given to Zechariah, Gabriel gave specific task for John.
对撒加利亚，他也告诉他，你的儿子将来要做什么工作。
And then for Mary, he reminded Mary who this child will be.
对玛利亚，他提醒他，他这个儿子是谁，是谁的儿子。
Both births are miraculous.
我们可以说这两个诞生啊，都是神迹。
Demonstrating the mighty power of God.
来彰显上帝的大能。
Zechariah.Or Zechariah and Elizabeth, they are already well advanced in age.
撒加利亚和他的妻子，他们都已经年近老迈了。
So in their case, when Elizabeth got pregnant, she is defying age and medical science at that time.
原则上我们可以说，这个伊丽莎白她的这个怀孕呢，是跟这个医学的是抵触的。
It's actually a reminder of what happened to Abraham and Sarah also.
当然也提醒我们，或者想起亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的这个情况。
And we all know, and medical science have attested that age and fertility has a correlation.
当然我们从这个医学的角度来说，我们年龄跟我们这个有孩子是有直接的关系。
So it's really something that we have to acknowledge that the older,whether male or female, age, you know, it's more difficult for them to conceive.
我相信我们都能够接纳说，我们年龄越大的时候，要怀孕生子就更难了。
When Samson and I got married,
当我和我的这个丈夫结婚的时候
，Of course, we are much slimmer back then.
当然那个时候我们还很苗条。
I think I was quite naive, thinking that after getting married, it won't be hard for me to have a child.
那个时候可能我很单纯，我说结婚之后应该很快就会有孩子。
I was almost 30 when I got married.
我结婚的时候大概将近30岁。
But then, in our experience, we realized it was not that easy at all.
但在我们的情况下，后面我们发现并不那么容易怀孕。
Especially when I got pregnant and had my first ultrasound.
特别是我第一次怀孕的时候，然后第一次做 B 超的时候。
This is my son's first ultrasound.
这是我的儿子他的第一个这个 B 超的相片。
It was only during my ultrasound that I discovered I had endometriosis.
也就在这个 B 超里面呢，我发现有这个症状。
This is the female reproductive problem.
也就是女性这个生殖的问题。
At that time when I was in the ultrasound room and the technician was doing her checkup on me.
当这个技术员在帮我做这个 B 超的时候。
I remember the technician asked me, do you take fertility pills?
他就问我说，你有没有吃这个让你能够生产的这个药物？
At that time, I don't understand. I just simply said, "No, I don't take any fertility pills."
那个时候我就很单纯，没有，我没有吃什么药。
It's only after the results came out and I went to see my doctor that I realized and understood that having endometriosis will cause a lot of problem for women in trying to have child.
后面我看我医生的时候，我才发现说有这种肿瘤的时候呢，就很难怀孕的。
At that time, my ovary had a small cyst.
所以那个时候在我的卵巢有一个小小的肿瘤。
Size of a mung bean.
Size of a
mung bean, a mung goba.
就像这个绿豆这么大而已。
So at that time, it was not a big issue.
所以看起来好像不是太大的事情。
But again, in that experience, both Samson and I, we realized that, you know, children are gifts from the Lord.
所以那个时候呢，我们夫妇更加的理解， 儿女实在是上帝所赐的产业。
And so we name our son Johan.
所以我们就称我们的孩子叫做约翰。
God's gift.
是神的礼物。
So Zechariah and Elizabeth also experienced God's goodness.
所以我们也看到撒加利亚跟伊丽莎白，他们也是得到神的恩典。
That nothing is too difficult for God.
对神来说，没有太难的事。
Like sometimes people think it's unimaginable, and yet it happened.
就像有些时候很难想象的，但是呢，它却发生了。
Further, God answered the prayer of Zechariah.
进一步我们也看到上帝是回应了撒加利亚的祷告。
Well, in the case of Mary,
但是从玛利亚的这个个案来说
，it's even more incredible.
是更加难以想象的。
Because she's a virgin.
因为她还是个这个未出嫁的这个孩子女孩子。
And yet she was able to conceive.
她是个处女，但是她却怀孕了。
Back in those days, there's no in vitro fertilization yet.
当然，他们在那个时代是没有所谓人工受孕这个事情。
And so it's again defying nature and medical science.
所以我们再次看到，好像跟大自然跟这个医学。是互相违背的。
And again, nothing is too difficult for God.
因为我们再一次看到，没有任何一件事情对神来说是太难的。
However, we have to realize that in our world today, there are so many things that are happening that led some people to believe that the birth of Jesus Christ is not something special.
但是今天有些人认为说耶稣的降生并没有什么特别。
In fact, some of them believe that it might not be true.
甚至有的人会认为这个好像不可能的事。
And so there are TV shows and that really reflect how the people today think about the birth of Christ.
所以今天在一些电视节目上，有时候会反映现代的人对这个玛利亚童贞女怀孕的看法。
I chanced to see a trailer of the of a TV show named Jane the Virgin.
我有一次就是偶尔看到这个 Jane the Virgin 这个。这个电视的节目。
And when I Google it, I realized or discovered that Jane is a virgin who wanted to stay a virgin and who wanted to not have a premarital sex, which is good, but accidentally become pregnant when she visited her doctor and was injected with in vitro fertilization. Yeah.
我就发现我去查考的时候。就发现这个 Jane 这个人呢，她原来也是处女，她也没有所谓婚前性行为，但是呢，就在一次去找医生的时候，这个医生给她注射了这个人工的怀孕的东西。
And so, even though this is just a fiction, this is just a TV show.
所以这是一个虚构的一个故事这是一个电视节目。
But it will plant doubts in the minds of people who are watching.
但是呢，在看观众的这个头脑里面，就会有一些不正确的概念。
Can a virgin really be able to conceive?
也就是说，一个处女真的能够怀孕吗
？Maybe through in vitro fertilization, but can they really conceive apart from that?
从今天角度，也许用人工受孕是可以，但是除了这个之外，真的可以所谓处女怀孕吗？
Equally disturbing story is the story of Gautama Buddha.
当然我们也可能也知道这个这个 Buddha 他的这个故事。
Legends said that her mother dreamed of an elephant, a white elephant with a lotus on its trunk.
也就是这个佛祖呢，他的故事这样说，他的母亲有一天就梦见一只大象，他的这个鼻子有一个
lotus。
是有一个莲花。
And then the elephant entered on her right side.
然后呢，这只大象呢，从她的右边的身体进去。
And then she became pregnant.
她就怀孕了。
This is just a legend.
当然我们说这是神话。
But there are people who really believe it.
但是也有人就确实相信。
And some people will go as far as saying that the birth of Jesus Christ is a copycat of the birth of Gautama Buddha.
所以甚至有人就会说耶稣这个有童贞女怀孕呢，其实是抄袭这个佛祖的这个出生的故事。
Yes, Buddha lived like 500 years earlier than Jesus.
是的，这个佛祖呢，他是比耶稣在这个历史角度来说是更早的500年前。
But the prophecy about the birth of Jesus Christ starts in Genesis.
但是我们知道耶稣降生的预言是在创世纪就有了。
So who is copying who?
所以到底是谁抄谁呢？
Okay, but anyway, we won't discuss more about it.
当然今天我们不是讨论这个事情。
But my point is that the birth of Jesus or the conception of Jesus in the womb of Mary shows us three facts about Mary.
但是呢，耶稣在这个玛利亚的这个怀孕的当中呢，告诉我们三件关于玛利亚的事情。
First, Mary was also a sinner, and she needs a savior.
第一，我们记得玛利亚，她跟我们一样，她也是罪人，她也需要救主。
Even though she was used by God, she is like you and me, a human being.
虽然她是被神使用，但是她跟我们是一样性情的人。
Second, Mary was blessed to be chosen and used by God.
第二方面，玛利亚她是蒙恩，以至于呢神她被神拣选，也她被神所使用。
She was blessed to be chosen to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以她是蒙恩，她是蒙拣选，可以做耶稣基督若生的母亲。
But again, it doesn't mean that she becomes God.
当然她不因为这样就成为神。
And the last thing or the last fact that I want to share is that Mary did not remain a virgin, but had other children.
第三方面我们也记得玛利亚不是一生就是处女，她后面还有其他的孩子。
And so the story about the two births shows us that nothing is impossible with God.
所以我们来比较这两个降生的故事的时候我们可以看到没有任何的事情对神是不可能的。
Okay, let's go to the third pair.
我们再看看第三对的概念。
There are two opposite responses.
这边有两种不同的回应。
Zechariah was asking, "How can I be sure of this?"
撒加利亚他的回应说我怎么能够肯定这个事情是真的呢？
While Mary asked, "How will this be since I am a virgin?"
玛利亚也是问说，我是个处女，这是怎么可能呢？
Zechariah was a priest.
撒加利亚是一个祭司。
I believe that he knew very well the Torah.
我相信他是非常熟悉这个摩西五经的。
He was righteous and blameless according to Luke.
他也是公义，这个五十不对，是没有瑕疵的。
And then he was also praying for a son.
他呢也是在等候一个儿子。
However, the twist in this story is that instead of believing,
但是这个故事的转折呢？因为他的不信。
He responded with unbelief.
他的回应是不信。
And in fact, he even added and asked the angel Gabriel, what sign or how should I know that this will really come to pass?
甚至他还问这个天使说，我有什么这个象征或者预兆，让我可以相信这个事是真的呢？
And so he became mute.
因此呢，他就暂时成为哑巴。
And so the muteness became the sign.
所以这个他那当时不能够说话，就变成一个记号。
And that indeed this will come to pass.
也就是向他宣告的事情必定成就。
That he's not dreaming.
他不是在这个做梦。
But rather, God is really speaking to him.
而是神真的在对他说话。
However, Mary was a young virgin.
但是我们也看到玛利亚，她是一个非常年轻的处女。
And knowing that the women in the olden, in the ancient times, they don't have that much privilege, unlike women today.
当时的女人不像今天的女人有这么多的这个权利。
However, he was highly favored by God.
但是我们看到他是大大的蒙神的接纳赐福。
And if we look into the song of Mary,
所以当我们看玛利亚的诗歌的时候，
according to John Grier Kuntz,
根据这个 John Grier Kuntz 所说的，
Mary's hymn is saturated with so many passages in the Old Testament.
在玛利亚的诗歌里面，即使是充满着 旧约的这个经文。
So in other words, even though Mary may not have a formal education,
虽然玛利亚可能没有所谓有正式的受教育
，but she definitely know the word of the Lord.
但是她也肯定的，我们可以说她知道或者认识神的话语。
So when Mary heard about the announcement of Gabriel that she will be with a child, she was confused.
所以她第一次听到这个消息的时候是有点困惑。
So when she said, "How can this be?" It's not about doubting God.
所以当她说这怎么可能，并不是怀疑神。
But rather, she was confused because, based on her knowledge, it's only through a man and a woman sleeping together then a child can be conceived.
因为在照她凭普通的这个思想里面，只有男女在一起呢，才能够生一个孩子。
And since she's a virgin and have not yet been married, how can she conceive?
所以因此她还是个处女，她还没有结婚，还没有出嫁，她怎么能够怀孕呢？
But then the angel Gabriel reminded her how God will work in her so that she will be able to conceive.
但是这个天使呢，也提醒她是上帝怎么样在她身上工作，叫她可以怀孕。
That the Holy Spirit will come upon her.
是圣灵会临到她。
And when she understood,
当她明白的时候，
she responded with faith and submission.
她就以信心和顺服的心来回应。
So Zechariah responded with disbelief, while Mary responded with faith.
所以撒加利亚她是不信回应，玛利亚是以信心来回应。
This point reminds me of a hymn by William Cowper.
这让我想起一首的诗歌，是 William Cowper 所写的。
It says, "Sometimes the light surprises the child of God who sings. It is the Lord who rises with healing in His wings. When comforts are declining, He grants the soul again a season of clear shining to cheer it after the rain." In other words, you know, we as Christians we live day by day, but sometimes the Lord just surprises you, okay, with something.
诗歌的总意大概是这样，就是我们在正常的生活中。很多有些时候，上帝就偶然就给我们一个惊奇。
But then the question is, how will you respond if God gives you a surprise visit?
所以今天呢，如果上帝忽然间来找你的话，你会怎么回应呢
？Will you doubt?
你会怀疑呢
？Or will you believe?
还是你会相信呢
？The fourth pair is two pregnant women.
第四对就是这两个怀孕的女子见面了。
At the time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where he entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth.
所以那个时候，玛利亚她就起身急往到山地里去，来到犹大的一座城，进了撒加利亚的家，问以利撒伯的安。
So after Mary heard about the news or the announcement that she will conceive, okay, the angel Gabriel, remember, also.Told Mary that Elizabeth, her cousin, is actually on the way. Okay, already 6 months pregnant.
天使告诉玛利亚她会怀孕的时候，同时也通知她说，她的这个亲戚呢，以利撒伯呢，她也是怀孕了。
So immediately Mary put her faith into action.
所以玛利亚立刻可以说信心有行动。
She got ready and hurried to the town of Judea.
她就赶快来到这个犹大的这个城市。
We have to remember that Mary is from Nazareth.
我们记得玛利亚她是在拿撒勒。
From Nazareth to the hill country of Judea, it covered between 80 to 100 miles.
所以她要来到这个撒加利亚的家呢，至少有80到100公里。
If by foot it takes 3 to 4 days of travel.
走路大概要三四天的时间。
By caravan 3 days.
或者说有这用这个牲畜来的话来做的话。那么也许三天。
So, the Bible is not clear how Mary traveled from Nazareth to Judea.
圣经没有告诉我们她怎么来到拿撒勒。
But it shows her courage because the journey must be very dangerous for a young girl.
但是对一个少女来说呢，这个路程是很危险的，但是她很有勇气。
And so her faith displayed courage.
所以我们可以说她的这个信心在这个勇气上可以表现出来。
Mary at age 14 lived as a second-class citizen during her time.
玛利亚在她当时的时代，作为一个14岁的少女，可以说是次等的公民。
Women and men were not treated equally.
那个时候男女不平等。
They live in an oppressive time.
在那个时候，他们也是在一个受压迫的时代。
They were colonized by Rome.
他们是这个罗马的殖民地。
And living in Galilee, many of the rebels come out from Galilee.
他是从加利利出来的，当然从加利利呢是有很多的叛军。
She was pledged to be married at age 14.
在十四岁的时候，她已经订婚了。
And so she must be prepared to be a wife and a mother.
所以她应该要准备好做妻子，也做母亲。
She's also very pious and responsible.
但她也是非常的虔诚，也很负责任。
Now thinking back,
我回想。
This is my picture when I was 14.
这是我十四岁的照片。
I tried so hard to look for it.
我找了很久才找到这张照片。
I remember at age 14, all I can think about is to pass all my subjects in high school.
我记得我十四岁的时候，我唯一想的就是我在中学可以及格就好了。
Have fun with friends.
跟朋友很有乐趣。
Read pocket books.
读这种小说。
Watch TV and movies.
看这个电视节目，看电影。
Eat junk food.
吃很多的这个这个零食。
Very carefree.
那个时候。非常的轻松。
But then I also remember that at age 14, I started joining YGC.
但是我也记得想起我在十四岁的时候就参加这个青年福音社。
It's through YGC that I became assured of my salvation and started to grow in my faith.
也是在那里呢，我的这个救恩呢就肯定了，我的信心呢也在成长。
But in comparison to Mary, I'm very, 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 far away from that standard.
所以我跟玛利亚一比，我真的是比不上她。
I was not that serious as Mary.
我没有像玛利亚那么严谨。
Mary at age 14 already know her God.
玛利亚在十四岁的时候已经认识她的神。
Full of faith.
蛮有信心。
Full of courage.
蛮有勇气。
And anticipating the Messiah.
在那时已经在仰望弥赛亚的来到。
So the story about these two women and her journey to Judea shows faith, expectations, and action.
所以这两个怀孕的女子在她们的生命当中可以看出信心、期盼和行动。
So there are two revelations about Mary.
关于玛利亚有两个启示。
It reveals her character.
一方面是讲到她的品格。
That she is humble,
她是谦卑,
courageous,
勇敢,
and obedient to God.
顺服神.
It also reveals her faith.
也同样反映她的信心.
That her faith is not an empty, frivolous faith.
所以她的这个信不是一个空荡的信.
Rather, faith rooted in the Word of God.
而她的信呢，是建立在神的话语上面.
Just like I mentioned a while ago, how Kuntz described Marries him as saturated with many phrases and many thoughts in the Old Testament.
正如我们看到玛利亚，她的诗歌是充满了旧约的话语。
So the question is, what kind of character and faith have we developed all these years?
所以对我们来说，我们可以想一下，这么多年以来，我们的品格跟我们的信心有什么样的长进吗？
Right now, I think I'm 3 times the age of the 14.
我现在已经是我十四岁的三倍的年龄了。
But I wonder if my faith tripled.
但是我就想到我的信心有没有增长三倍呢？
And have my character really grew.
我的品格有没有真正的成长呢？
The last pair, finally.
最后的一对的思想。
Are two reflections from the Song of Mary.
也就是从玛利亚的诗歌本身的两个默想。
The title, The Magnificent of Mary, is based on the Latin word Magnificat.
今天我们称这首诗歌叫做玛利亚的颂赞，是根据这个拉丁文的 Magnificat 这个字。
Which is the beginning word based on the Latin Vulgate.
也就是说用翻译成拉丁文的时候，这是第一个字。
Now there are 2 parts in the song.
这个诗歌有两部分。
First, based on her own personal encounter with God.
第一，玛利亚就讲到她个别跟神之间的这个回应。
And then the second is based on the histories or the past histories of Israel that reveal God's character.
诗歌的第二部分就讲到以色列他们历史上他们怎么样经历神。
The past histories reveal that God is full of mercy.
从这个诗歌里面我们看到神是一个蛮有怜悯的神。
Mighty in power.
是有大能的神。
Deliverer.
是能够拯救人的神。
Just.
是公正的神。
And faithful.
是信实的神。
However, let's focus on the first part.
我们先注重一下这个第一部分。
Which is her personal encounter with God.
也就是玛利亚个人对神的回应。
Mary says, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant.
玛利亚说，我的心尊主伟大，我的灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微。
I really like the Latin Vulgate rendition saying magnify.
我很喜欢这个拉丁文它的翻译，它把这个词，也就是我大大的彰显神。
Because the word magnify shows that we want to make big God's glory.
这个彰显神或者夸大神，就是要彰显上帝的荣耀。
And I can imagine that Mary was so filled with gratitude that God has chosen her out of the many women.
在千万的女人中，就拣选了她。玛利亚是充满了这个感恩跟赞美。
And so she wants to magnify the praises to God.
所以呢，她要显露神本身。
She wants to even shout loud.
她也，我相信她也愿意大声的喊叫、歌颂。
Not only with her mouth, but with her lives.
但她不是单单以她的口颂赞，也是以她的生命来彰扬神。
Because Mary realized that God has been mindful of her.
因为她就经验到。上帝是顾念他。
God remembered her.
上帝纪念他。
God chose her.
上帝拣选他。
And God favored her.
上帝也施恩给他。
And so she said, From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
所以他的结论是说，从今以后，万代要称我为有福的，那有全能的，因为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。
So God has done great things in the Mary's life.
所以神在玛利亚的身上行了大事。
She saw and talked to an angel.
她看见，她也跟一个天使对话。
I'm not sure if any of us have seen an angel.
我不知道我们当中有没有人曾经看过天使。
But this is a very special thing for Mary.
但是对玛利亚来说，这是特别的经验。
She was called highly favored.
这边也称她是被这个恩宠的。
She was chosen to serve the Almighty God.
她也被拣选来侍奉大能的神。
And so she looked forward for God's continuing mighty acts in her life.
所以呢，她是持续的往前看，瞻仰，也是期盼上帝不断的大事要做成的大事。
So from Mary's personal encounter with God, we see that.She was able to have a deeper knowledge of who God is
所以玛利亚,
and who she was.
玛利亚她的这个经历告诉我们，她就认识神，更加认识神是谁，她也更加认识自己。
What God did and what she did.
神做什么，她能够为神做什么。
So what great things have God done in your life?
所以我们再一次问，上帝在你生命里面做了什么大事吗？
Let me quickly share my mom's testimony.
让我很快的来分享我妈妈的这个见证。
My mom was a teenager at age 16. She was also like a normal teenager who is also crazy about pop idol.
我的母亲就像当时很正常的女孩子，也在16岁的时候也是一个追星族的人。
And so she likes Pat Boone and Elvis Presley.
所以她喜欢 Pat Boone 跟 Elvis。
And in 1960s, Pat Boone came to the Philippines.
1960年的时候呢 ，Pat Boone 曾经来到菲律宾。
And she planned to attend the concert.
他就计划要参加他的演唱会。
But they were not able to push through.
但是没有实现。
And so she was sad.
所以那个时候他很伤感。
So she just watched the movies of Pat Boone.
所以他只看过 Pat Boone 的电影。
However, as time passed by, of course, she got married and had 12 children.
当然这个时间过得很快，她也结婚，她也有子女。
And then when I become a Christian, I want to share the gospel to my mom also.
我做基督徒的时候呢， 我也希望把这个福音跟我妈妈分享。
And so I make her watch Pat Boone's movie, The Cross and the Switchblade.
所以呢，我就让她看 Pat Boone 他所演的这个基督教的这个电影。他本身是一个基督徒。
But somehow she's not so interested.
但是她好像没有太大的兴趣。
And so I tried giving her Pat Boone's Christmas songs.
所以呢，我就送她这个 Pat Boone 的这个圣诞的这个诗歌集。
I even found Elvis Presley gospel hymns.
我也想找一下这个 Elvis Presley 也唱过一些圣诗。
And I used this as a way for me to be able to share the gospel to my mom.
所以我借着不同的方式呢，希望能够跟我的母亲分享福音。
Of course, it's also through my other sisters who try to share the gospel to her, and also from church members who try to visit her.
当然我其他的姐妹还有其他的这个弟兄姐妹也都常常来探望她。
So eventually she became a Christian, and then she was baptized, and now regularly attend Jerusalem.
所以到一个时候，她也信主了，也接受洗礼。现在她在基利心教会聚会。
So almost 50 plus years have passed.
所以差不多55多年过去了。
My mom heard about Pat Boone coming.
最近她听到 Pat Boone 来菲律宾要演唱。
So just one night concert.
只有一个晚上的演唱。
And then she was kind of excited.
她也非常的兴奋。
And then so all of us sisters, we talk about the possibility of having my mom watch this concert.
所以我们姐妹呢，我们也讨论怎么样带妈妈去看这个参加这个演唱会。
It may be a very funny or simple act, but I think this is one great thing that God has done in her life.
也许你说这是一个很小很有趣的事情，但是我相信神在她身上有做了大事。
And so she was able to watch that concert.
所以呢，她就有机会参加这个演唱会。
And thanks to my youngest sister and her husband who brought my mom and sister to that concert.
所以谢谢我最小的妹妹和她的丈夫呢，带妈妈去参加这场的演唱会。
So it's like her dream come true.
好像她的梦圆梦了。
God has done so many great things in our lives.
神呢，在我们每个人的身上都有做很多的奇妙的事。
Personally, I want to share that in 2013.
所以我要分享我个人在2013年的时候。
When I came back home.
当我回来的时候。
I had my third surgery.
我就经历我一生里面第三次的手术。
That small moonbeam on my ovary became the size of a pongan mandarin.
Okay. 那个当时好像一个。绿豆那么小的这个肿瘤呢，那已经成为像橘子这么大的一个肿瘤了。
And so I had a laparoscopy in 2007. That's my first laparoscopy.
所以是2007年已经有一个手术。
And then the cyst came back. You know, it produced again cyst.
这个肿瘤又长了。
And so in 2010, I had another laparoscopy.
所以在2010年又再做一次。
The reason we had the laparoscopy is because Samson and I wanted to have a second child.
我们做的这个手术不是这种很大的开刀，但是因为我们还希望说会有第二个孩子。
But then, of course, I was not able to conceive.
但是呢，我一直还是不能够怀孕。
And then in 2013, when we came back, my doctor said I need another surgery.
所以2013年回来的时候，我的医生说你必须要有第三个手术。
And this time it's total hysterectomy.
这个时候呢，就是要把全部的这些器官都要拿掉。
So that means I will not have children anymore.
意思说我不能够再有孩子。
But the most amazing thing that God has done.
但是上帝所做的最奇妙的事是。
Despite the fact that I have to go through this turmoil.
虽然我要必须经历这一些的折磨。
Is that After my surgery,
也就是在手术之后
when Samson and I we were counting all the blessings that we have received from family and friends and from BSOP,
当我 Samson 跟我们一起在计算上帝借着很多人所给我们的恩典
the total amount that we have received is the exact amount that we paid the hospital bill.
我们所得到的这些他们的帮助奉献。就一分文不差的，就是我们要付给医院的这个医药费。
Even to the last centavo.
就到一分都没有差。
And this is something that's so amazing for me.
所以对我来说，这实在是一件非常奇妙的事。
Because how can different people, you know, share the blessing to us, and then in the end, it accounted to the exact amount that we need to pay for the hospital bill.
很难想象，这些人愿意帮助我们，但是没有很难想象说加起来，却是刚刚好。
So I believe all of us have many stories to tell.
我相信我们每个人也有很多奇妙的故事可以分享。
So in closing, I want to share a song, and I hope that you can reflect and really be blessed this Christmas, counting all your blessings.
最后我要跟大家分享一首的诗歌，希望我们可以反思，也可以在这个圣诞节，蒙神的恩典。
My soul proclaims your greatness, Lord. Rejoicing in my Savior. Your mercy belongs to those who fear yourself. His blessing you have given them forever.
Our God, we thank you that once again we are reminded that indeed you have done great things in our life. We are not worthy, and yet, Lord, you're the one who chose to give us this blessing, just like that you have blessed Mary and also Zachariah. 天父，我们再次谢谢你，你按照你自己的丰盛的恩典，虽然我们不配，但是你给我们 或者为我们行了奇妙的大事。说求主你让我们在每天的生命当中不断的计算你所给我们的恩典，让我们能够每一天也过着一个歌颂主的生活，让我们的口、我们的生命也都能够把主你彰显伟大。但我们像保罗一样能够说，我活着是基督，我死是有益处的，我活着就是为了要彰显基督，或生或死都是为你，为的是为了基督的缘故。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。